Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Today on the Science and Spirituality Podcast, we're going to be diving into the power of questions. And there's a lot of science, as well as obviously spirituality, behind questions that we ask ourselves in our own mind with our thoughts, as we're just having our own self-talk, but also even the questions we speak out loud to others. So we're going to dive into that. But first, we want to share with you an update about the podcast, particularly with a new way you can engage with us if you're not aware. And it's our subscriber program on Spotify. So Chris, take it away.
So the subscriber program, we got some really cool things that are coming out, but right now what you get is the calls once a month, Kev. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So once a month, we host an hour long call where Kevin and I will walk you through a guided meditation. And Kevin's really good at guided meditations. If you don't know, he's got a couple. I don't know if you have them on YouTube anymore, Kev.
I got a few, not on YouTube, but they're available as a free download on my website. I'll link them here. There's a couple of free ones. We actually have one on the podcast, like way back in like episode 50 something, I think. It was like a mental and emotional healing episode of a meditation.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, so we've got a couple, but yeah, we're going to have once a month meditations that
once
are guided
a month meditations.
Live.
Yeah, exactly. And those are only going to last probably like 10 to 20 minutes. And then the rest of the hour, we're going to have live Q&A with me and Kevin. And so you guys can ask whatever questions you want. And so that's like really exciting. And it'll be an awesome chance for us to kind of meet, you know, you guys too, because we've been doing this podcast for so long. And I know we have a lot of repeat listeners and we just want to get to know you more and start building a community. The other thing that we're offering is something that we're really excited about is we've been interviewing a lot of guests lately, which is great. Because we love to bring different perspectives onto this podcast. But one of the things that Kevin and I noticed while we were interviewing people is that Kevin and I will have a lot of ideas that we want to bring up in those episodes, but we know that it'll kind of take the conversation in a completely different way and a completely kind of off where we are right now in that point in time of the podcast. And so we're going to start creating these deep dive episodes. Well, me and Kevin are going to start to discuss like our thoughts about the interview and where like we would have wanted the conversation to go and just like different thoughts that are just going to be me and Kevin. So we can kind of like riff off of each other's ideas, which is what we do best on this podcast anyway. And so that'll kind of be a little bit of an extra thing that the subscribers can get from that. Yeah.
And just to add more to what you're saying, Chris, like we don't know exactly what we're going to be calling it yet. Like the working title is going to be a deep dive because it's going to be expanding upon the ideas that are brought up by each guest, but we're going to relate it back to our core message and a core focus of what we have on this podcast of the blending of science and spirituality and making it simple and easy for you to implement in your life. Because I think another thing with guests, they have such a rich amount of knowledge and literally an entire body of work usually. And so on an hour episode, you're not going to get everything. And so these deep dive episodes for subscribers only are really going to be a practical grounding of each of the things that we go through or the conversations that we have with these guests and our own personal recommendations of what we're taking away, as well as what we recommend you take away. And so it's like, literally, dude, the thing that it came to my mind just now is like a cliff note version of what we're going through. Like not like, you know, all right, we're going to like break it down so simply where it's like, it's going to take away or that's all you need for each of those interviews, but it's going to be extra. That's the best way we could put it for now. And I think we're going to have more better terminology and language to this in the months coming, but that's what you get now. And right now, the subscriber program is just $5 a month. It's literally less than a latte at Starbucks. But that is going to be going up to $10. So depending on when you're listening to this, it'll be a different pricing, but you can get it for $5 right now. And you get a bunch of other episodes included with that on Spotify. And again, the subscription program is only on Spotify. And we have currently right now, like over 20 subscriber only episodes that are included.
Yeah. And those, we got some really good series in there too. And you can probably see those episodes on Spotify. They're just locked. If you kind of want to get a sense of like what we talked about. And if any of those episodes seem interesting to you, like, you know, sign up for the subscriber program because you get all that right away when you sign up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check it out. Enjoy. And oh, the way to sign up is you click, there's a link in the description of this episode or in the description of our entire podcast. There's actually a link there. It says you could subscribe to this podcast. So with that said, let's go forward with this episode, Power of Questions.
Yeah. And I just want to also mention that this is going to be a new series too. Like we're discussing right now, the overall power of questions. And then in the next few episodes, we're going to go really deep into specific questions that we think are super powerful and kind of give you more context on those. So right. I just wanted to kind of set that up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some of these questions, like I want to start here with the power of questions that whether we realize it or not, we're asking ourselves questions every day. And like I mentioned, like usually questions come up in our own mind and just us thinking about our life. Like how many times have you ever caught yourself saying like, why is this happening to me? When something like unfortunate or something quote unquote bad happens in your life. And you just didn't even realize it, but you're asking yourself these questions, which lead you down trains of thought that will either empower you or disempower you. There's no way around it. It's one or the other. And so the kind of questions we ask ourselves really determines the kind of quality of life that we live. And so we're going to dive deeper into that, but it is so important for our everyday life to be aware of the kinds of questions that we're asking ourselves, because we always are.
I was literally thinking about this before we started, and I wanted to make the comment. I don't know if it's exactly true, but it's kind of how I feel. Every time we have a thought, it's in response to a question. Right? Whenever I'm thinking about, let's say like an anxiety from the week ahead, coming up, or like I'm starting to feel stressed out, it's usually because I'm making some kind of like assumption, or I'm asking some kind of question about what I think is going to happen. Like, what if this happens? Or what if this happens? So it's like, we're always constantly asking ourselves questions, and we might not even be aware, because it's such an automatic thing for us to get new thoughts and to get new ideas into our brain, that like, we kind of really got to start to be more conscious about what we're asking ourselves. Like, where are these answers coming from? Like, if you're getting a thought, you're getting an answer, it's because you asked some kind of question, whether it was consciously or unconsciously.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's just clarify even more, like to be very, very specific to your point, Chris, like every thought, which that's actually really a provocative thought right there. I've actually never thought of that.
I have to think about that a little more too. Like I was thinking about it before, and I'm like, I think that's kind of true, at least for me. I'm always answering a question in my head.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, we don't even realize it. That's what we mean by unconscious, which psychologists and most scientists that study the brain think that there's a common accepted statistic that 90 to 95% of our thoughts are coming from our subconscious mind, or they are unconscious. We don't even consciously choose the thought that we're thinking. So it's like just a regurgitation of some thought that we've had before, or some pattern that we've lived in or are living in. But that's a really good point, though, that any thought that we think, it could be a response to a question, but just that question is unconscious. We don't even realize that we're asking, or we're having a thought that's in response to a question that we don't even realize that we have in our head.
I have a real world example that I'm thinking about right now. I've been off from work for the last like 2.5 months, kind of just taking like a little mental health break. And I'm supposed to start work on like this coming Monday, April 8th. And I have all this anxiety about like how it's going to go. And I'm like, I feel this like unsteadiness rise up in me. And it doesn't seem like I'm asking a question, but when I actually think about what's underneath that rising up of this anxiety and this stress, it's really these questions of what's going to happen at work. Am I going to be able to handle it? Like, what project am I going to start on? Like, all these things I didn't realize I was asking, but the feelings that were welling up were because of those questions that I didn't even realize I was asking. So that's kind of like what I was thinking about before this podcast, where I'm like, I feel like every thought that I'm having is in response to some kind of question. That I'm either asking or that's welling up inside me and I don't even realize it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good example of like a challenging way that, or how we get challenged by our own thoughts that are unconscious of questions of like, oh, what if, like the negative what if, right? But notice, and this will bridge us to like what we're pointing at here with this whole episode about the power of questions, is that when we ask ourselves a question, our brain, we're very intelligent beings. I mean, I think we do our best to cover that in almost every episode, even with there's a guest that we're interviewing, to realize that we as human beings, even though we act irrationally and sometimes we do seem like we're stupid, and if we're not actually like going toward a better life, like we're just repeating patterns or we're not living our best life. But it's not out of ignorance or it's not out of like being dumb. We are really intelligent. It's just that the intelligence is misdirected. That's it. Because what I'm pointing out here is that when we ask a question, whether it's consciously or unconscious, our brain goes to searching for that answer immediately. And we come up with answers very quickly. So it's very intelligent. However, it's just misdirected because when a question is asked, that is literally an energetic vibration that it is emitted outward. I mean, first and foremost, it's emitted within our own system. So when that thought is brought up into our mind, then our brain goes to look for the answer within our own head. Mm-hmm. But we also start to search and look outward for the answer as well and how that's showing up in our life or how we can make that fit, quote unquote, with the answer or with that question. So it's literally like this, like a sonar. Literally, dude, that's the first thing as an example, like a physical example that comes to my mind. Like most people know about how sonar works, where like there's a literal energy wave emitted mm-hmm. by a certain, you know, machine, and then that wave is sent out, and then the reverberation comes back to that machine to like check in, like where that, you know, object is, like in space. Like this is literally how bats can actually fly in the dark, and pretty much they're blind. Like mm-hmm. they can't actually see with their eyes very well. So they use sonar to actually notice and see where the objects are there in their environment so they can avoid it. So it's kind of the same way. Like we send out this energetic impulse and then we start to receive back insights or answers to that question. So to your point, again, it's a not very useful approach, of course, which I mean, that's my point of view, but would you agree yeah. it's not very useful? So what you're doing for yourself of like thinking those like negative thoughts about.
I mean, I mean, I think it's also important to realize that those thoughts are welling up as well, because my body is like trying to protect itself. Like yeah, it's trying right. to anticipate the thing, but it isn't useful.
Right.
You're right. Like it's so I to guess my degree. Point is to a degree. Right. Cause like, yeah. again, like almost like a little bit of anxiety about things is kind of good because you want to like be able to plan for stuff. But when it becomes too much and you're like constantly thinking about what can go wrong, like the minute that you have that, you're answering that question of like, oh, what if this happens? You're going to get the answer, right? That's what you were just mentioning, Kev. You're going to get an answer to the question you ask. Mm. And so if you continually ask disempowering questions, like what if this something bad happens? Or like, what if I'm super stressed when I get to work? Your brain's going to go to work on actually making your body feel like that's happening right now. Like you're mm-hmm. going to go into a stress response. And so when you have a different kind of thought, like maybe a more empowering thought about what if it actually all goes well, you should immediately feel something different in your body with that, because your brain is then going to send out the neurochemicals and the hormones that are going to feel like you can handle it. Like I got this,
right?
Versus I don't got this. Like I'm scared. Like, let me like kind of come within myself. And so there, if you kind of play around with this, you'll be able to feel like a physiological change right away. If you start asking different questions, which is really kind of cool. And you can experiment with that.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the point. That's the positive side of it, that we could use the power of questions to start to redirect that energy to a more positive outcome. In fact, dude, one of my clients said this, which was very powerful. Like I had a class that I taught in this one program that I have that one of my clients really, really loved, and was the power of our words. Mm. But our words obviously are there reflections of the thoughts that we're thinking. So she took it that far where she started to change the words of a question that she would ask herself in her own head, but also would even say this out loud. So the common phrase that most people know is like, what's the worst that can happen? Uh-huh. Right. Like, oh, what's the worst that can happen? And it's a question we might say or ask, like, just to like, oh, take a chance. Right. But notice the word within there is the worst. Like, why would we want to give our mind the focus of what's the worst that can happen to then go for take a risk and who cares? Like, what's the worst mm-hmm. can happen? So she literally changed the word, and it took my brain a few seconds to really like process yeah. it. I was like, oh, it's the opposite. It's like, what's the best that can happen? Like,
yeah. It's kind of funny. I knew you were going there, and it's almost like our brains practice like answering the worst that can happen. That when I'm thinking, I was kind of going in my own example of like, all right, what's the best that can happen on Monday if I go back to work? It's kind of hard for me to think about it right away. Like I'm starting to think about things that are coming to me, but it's like, it almost feels uncomfortable because I'm not used to asking those kind of questions.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Which, dude, that's a really good point to keep in mind for anyone listening and wanting to experiment with asking more positive, uplifting questions, is that it probably will feel uncomfortable at first. And it's just because of the pattern. Mm-hmm. Most of us have a pattern of thinking in the negative more often to potentially avoid danger, of course, like you said, like as a protective mechanism. But if we really want to live our best life or to become the best version of ourselves or have more positive things happen in our life, then we have to start to focus our thought on that kind of train of thinking. Otherwise, it'll never happen to our life, or it'll just be very far and few in between moments or experiences that it'll luckily happen, maybe. Mm-hmm. But our thoughts are incredibly powerful. It's the beginning of all creation, because our thoughts do cause our feelings, like you were speaking about before, about how there's that cascade of chemicals and hormones and neurochemicals and all in our body from mm-hmm. the thoughts that we think. But then that moves us into action. Well, if we feel better, then we're going to be doing something better for our life. And so it goes down that track, which it's so obvious when we speak about it, but in our day-to-day life, sometimes we just forget that really the first part of our creation of our life is in our thought.
It's so true. And I think from like a, I guess a practical like takeaway from, again, this intro episode about the power of questions is to start walking through your day today, or even just right after this podcast, and start to actually think about the thoughts you're having and like what questions you're asking yourself to produce these kind of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then start to kind of play around with asking different, more empowering questions and try to feel the physiological response change in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And one of another key, at least in my experience, is really important to work with is to let it be okay that your mind does wander to the negative question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not about being perfect, but it is just about to be being more aware so that you can gently and gracefully switch the thought to more positive questions rather than trying to force it. Because if you try to force it, then it's like what you resist persists, that mm-hmm. age old saying. So if you try to get rid of and like put yourself down and really criticize yourself for having any negative thoughts or questioning, then it's just an uphill battle and it's not really going to make a difference. So do try an experiment for a week. And like Chris said, like focus on more of the positive questions that you can ask yourself, but also let it be okay and have more grace with yourself or forgiveness for yourself when you notice, not if, but when you notice yourself going toward the more negative, because it's a very common thing. And
yeah,
having that pattern or having that habit, it's not going to be easily broken within just a day.
Yeah. And you know, I think it also might like, you know, if you think about, you have, let's say, kind of negative questions and you think about things that are bad that are going to happen, I don't think that's necessarily bad as long as you don't focus on that. And then mm-hmm. you ask a different question and you kind of evaluate the results and see which one brings you more life. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like like being able to hold those two ideas in your head about like the question you're asking and then picking the one that actually makes you feel better and kind mm-hmm. of going with that and not just mulling and staying in the negative answer that you got from that question and letting it exactly. consume you and give you right. all this anxiety.
100%. Yeah. And maybe even another thing is like tracking the like you said, like looking at the results of what happens in your life and how you feel. But honestly, journaling has been extremely powerful for me. And when you even write these ideas down or questions down, like on both sides, like
yeah.
noticing the negative questions you ask yourself just to be more aware of those patterns, but then also journaling on the questions that you can ask yourself that would uplift you or support you. And then ideas will come, because this is literally just the law of attraction, but it's also, you can see the law of attraction as a law of cause and effect. So the cause being the question you ask yourself, whether it's empowering or disempowering. The effect is simply the answers that you receive from those questions. And so like attracts like. So if you focus on the positive, you're going to find more positive things to look at or positive answers to your questions. And the same thing with the negative. So it's literally an attractive force. Because, and one other point with this, and just underscores everything we've just been talking about, is that the questions we have in our mind, or even the words we speak out loud, it's quite literally an energetic vibration. It's real. It's mm-hmm. not just something fancy that we're talking about here that's fluffy or airy. It is very real. You can literally measure your thoughts. Thoughts are literal units of energy that we can measure now. And I mean, we've been measuring that for decades, several decades. But to really understand that there is a reality, a physical reality to the thoughts that you're thinking, and in this case, the questions that you're asking yourself, they're literal units of energy. And so if you want to have a more energetic life in the positive side, then focus your energy, your literal energy, toward the positive with your questions that you ask.
That's beautiful.
Thanks, fam.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. It's because sometimes we think of thoughts as this airy thing, but they're, you can, like, that was perfect. You can physically measure them. Like, it's literally the starting point of creation. And I guess what I would want to end with, I guess, for this is, you know, because we've given some practical tips. I heard this quote saying from somewhere, and I'm going to kind of butcher it, but it's like, our imaginations are so powerful, and so often we use them to imagine the worst things instead of imagining the best things. I feel like that's kind of what we're getting at here with these asking these questions, because your imagination is going to go to work by producing thoughts and answers. So let's kind of use our imagination, which is incredibly powerful. We can think up any scenarios we want, to maybe start thinking up some better scenarios and asking some better questions.
Right. Exactly. Beautifully said. I want to end with a quote too, or a line from Napoleon Hill's work in Think and Grow Rich. He has an entire chapter on the brain, which I highly recommend from that book. But he specifically says that the mind, the brain, is both a broadcasting and receiving station for thought, like a radio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think of it in those terms, then it really shows that if you just stay focused on the positive question, you're going to start to attract to yourself positive answers that will actually change your life. So it's like you're drawing them in, quite literally like a radio, that you, if the radio literally receives frequencies of certain stations that you might want to listen to, certain, you know, frequencies, certain broadcast frequencies, like, you know, certain type of music or certain type of audio channel you want to listen to, like some news. So if you're wanting to find answers and live a better life, a more positive life, then focus your thought on better questions, and you're going to attract to yourself better, more positive answers. It's as simple as that.
It's the law.
It is the law. Of course, the challenge we face is that we're human. And so we're going to have some of those tendencies, like we said, about falling into that negative train of thought, but it's about not getting stuck there. And so if you'd love support in helping get out of those kinds of patterns where you're so focused on the negative, and even if you feel like you're trying to focus on the positive and to ask yourself better questions, it may seem like there's still that old habit that dies hard. And that's where I come in. I'm a certified transformational life coach, which not many people know. And I offer what I call strategy sessions about once a month. So as we're beginning April, I carved out my time to have about 15 sessions this month, where it's completely free for this strategy session. And if you feel like you'd love to have this kind of support and just trial it out, see if it would really help you, then I'd love to offer you this as a gift. So to be more specific, a strategy session is a 1-hour video chat with me where we get on Zoom and I get to help you get clear on what's the challenges you're facing right now. We'll get very specific on not only what's going on, but also the vibrational pattern, which is really our emotion, or how our conscious, but as well as our subconscious mind, is programmed, so that I can help you get clear on what needs to change in order for you to live a better life. And then we'll get clear on your vision, a more empowering view on what life you would love to live, to really start to shift and change those inner patterns for yourself. We'll go through an exercise called Time Machine to help you ground that in your energy. And then I'll also help you in discovering action steps you could take to move forward to creating that life. Now, this strategy session is worth $250. However, like I said, it's my gift to you. As long as there is time available in my calendar, I'd be happy to give you this call. If this sounds good to you and you'd like to book that call, then I invite you to click the link in the description of this episode that goes to my online calendar. And then from there, you could book one of those 15 slots for April and we can have a call together and I can support you. So I invite you to do that as soon as possible, because those sessions do fill up and they fill up fast. So if that resonates with you and you want my help, especially in forming new, more empowering questions, as we've just been talking about, then I invite you to do that. And I look forward to talking with you soon, whether in that call or, of course, on another episode. Peace.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton, or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people, and in that way impact more lives.
So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.